Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, June 17th, 2018. The Reverend Dr. Charles Tinsley is preaching. His sermon today, Founded on Rock. The Old Testament lesson is from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, and chapter 23, verse 26. The two New Testament readings are Ephesians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, and Matthew 7, verse 24.
It's on now. I want to add another celebration this morning. You're celebrating Father's Day and someone's birthday. But this is the beginning of my Jubilee year. Because on June 16th, 1969, I began to work with young people at San Francisco's Cameron House, and I remember walking towards Cameron House. How many of you have been to Cameron House before? Cameron House is in Chinatown, and I remember walking down Joyce Alley, and I put my hands up in the air, and I said, Lord, what have you gotten me into? And 49 years later, I still ask that question, but I've got an answer, and it's kept me in the ministry, certainly more recently in the trenches, as for the past 24 years I have served as the chaplain for the juvenile detention system in Contra Costa County, but I've also had the honor and the privilege to serve six churches in the process as well. And Imani was the last one I served, and I enjoyed that immensely. It was 5 years, and we had a good time. We had the Imani flavor, and I miss that. But I'm in the process of preparing to semi-retire, and the ministry that I have done over in Contra Costa County, the chaplaincy is going to be, I'm changing it a little bit. I've started a brand new ministry. I ask for your prayers for the Getting Out of Dodge ministry. And Getting Out of Dodge is designed to take young people who have had difficulties in their lives and take them away to colleges and universities. I've been doing that for a long time. But now I'm going to focus specifically on that. I'm in the process of relocating to the part of the country that I'm a native of. I'm moving to Ohio. I will be here 1 week out of the month and continue to reach out to young people in Contra Costa County, but in Solano, Alameda, and San Francisco as well. It'll be a ministry that's validated by the San Francisco Presbytery. And when I am here, I will be residing 7 to 10 days at the First United Methodist Church in the old Imani office. So I'm moving back to the office. So we'll still have that flavor. It's just getting out of Dodge. So I'm pleased to be here with you this morning. Founded on Rock. I have to tell you that over the years, on Mother's Day, in the juvenile facility across the bridge, across the river, on Mother's Day, there's a great outpouring of enthusiasm. Kids are in the process, generally, of making cards and sending the cards out to their mothers and making phone calls and being in touch with the one person that has generally always been there for them. The vast majority have a mother at home. But on the other hand, Father's Day, today is not a day that too many young people recognize. Because unfortunately, in the community that we exist in, this community in the United States now, there are a lot of fathers who are absent from the lives of young people. Too often, their foundations have been compromised. That foundation that speaks to training children in the right way, it's been compromised because a father has not been in the home. Someone there to love them and care about them. Now, in the chapters preceding Matthew 7, Jesus has gone to the mountaintop, and he has taken people to the mountaintop and us to the mountaintop to teach us how to be about the business of conducting our lives in an appropriate and positive and productive fashion. We get the golden rule, and we find ourselves learning how to behave towards others in a fashion that we wish to be treated. And at the end of that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Now, if you pay attention to what I have shared, if you really take that to heart, if you really intend to be about the business of being serious about being the church, then it's like an individual, man or woman, who decides to go out and build their life house, to start their journey in life founded on rock. Because as we all know, there are going to be some storms in your life. There's going to be some winds blowing in your life. There's going to be rain that sometimes comes down. But if we take the time and we pay attention to those aspects of our background in the church and in our families that speak to founding our life house in that which is solid, then when we deal with those stormy times, when we deal with the winds and rain in our lives, then indeed our house may be rocked a little bit, and we're in earthquake country, we know about that. But we're able to withstand those turbulent times in our lives. But unfortunately, we're in a society right now where everything has to be like this. Everything has to be instantaneous. The idea that we have to have it now, that kind of sets aside the notion of taking the time to pay attention and to found our life house in rock. We want to move quickly. And so if we make our foundation in the sand. And in the scriptural text, it talks about building it in the wadi. The wadi was a stream that it's easy in the, you know, in the times when it's not stormy. It's very easy. You take the foundation and you just put it down in the sand, and it looks good. It's immediate. It's right on the spot. And when the rain comes and the rains come and the floods come, then that house is going to fall. And Jesus said, and great will be the fall. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in situations now where too many people have built their houses. They've taken the shortcuts. It's easy to take shortcuts. And they've made the shortcuts and they've put up this fantastic place in their minds. But when the rains come and the winds blow, that house falls. Unfortunately, we have a generation of people right now, all about us. We don't have to go far. We have a generation of people that have not had the training. The Proverbs says, talks about train children in the way they should go. So then we have to ask ourselves as the Church of Jesus Christ, if indeed the parent, the father, the mother, are not there to be in a position to train the child in how to behave, how to treat other people, how to be about taking the time to make the effort to do the things necessary so that they can have a sustained, positive, and productive life. If the parents aren't going to do it, then you have to ask the question, who's going to do it? And if we, as the church, are really about the business of being the church, somebody said, well, you know, we don't want to play church. If we are in the business of being about the Church of Jesus Christ, based on the tenets of Jesus that are delineated throughout the Gospels, then we have to go the next step. And we have to pay attention to the Proverbs text that says train children in the right way. Doesn't say just parents. Doesn't say that we stop because they get to be a certain age. Because the reality is, if we are not willing to take that extra step, that will come back to haunt us. Amen. Maybe in the pocketbook, we've got a $60 billion prison industrial complex out there right now. That affects each and every one of us. You know, I deal with people that come and break in your houses and they do things that they're not supposed to do out there in the streets. We as a church cannot hide our heads in the sand. It speaks to the way we vote. It speaks to the way we participate in the public discourse. There was a time that people called upon Presbyterians and Lutherans and Methodists and Episcopalians and asked, what is it that you can do to participate? How is it that you can help us to fashion public policy? We're still a relevant part of the community, church. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We have something to offer. We have to allow ourselves to reach out beyond where we may have been in our complacency. Some years ago, I was serving a church out in Oakland. And on Saturday morning, I would bring young people to the church. Some didn't have fathers. But the idea was to bring them there to contribute back into the community by passing out food to the homeless and hungry. That's part of the training for them. Giving up beyond themselves. But it also spoke to those that were being served. Here are young people who may have been in trouble at one point in time, but they're paying attention to the example that we set as a church about our outreach to those who are less fortunate than we are. Now, interestingly enough, this went on for quite a while. But the church that I was serving that was passing out the food, on more than one occasion, I said, well, let's go the extra mile. Join me. While the kids are passing out the food, members of the church who generally weren't there at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning, I said, join me. Let's walk up East 14th Street in Oakland. Let's walk about 10 or 15 blocks north and come back south. Let's reach out as the Church of Jesus Christ to those who may not make it down to get the food. They're sleeping in doorways. These are people who are homeless and hungry and people that have had a difficult time in their lives. I made the walk many times, church. Nobody ever joined me. And it's interesting that there are a lot of people during that walk that were surprised when someone came up to them and said, "Good morning, and God bless you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And they were surprised. So you got to get past that. It can't be a once in a while kind of thing that we function as the church. Now, as we speak, the people have gathered from our denomination in St. Louis. They're worshiping in local churches in St. Louis today. And the idea every 2 years is we come together to make the policy for our church. But ultimately, this church, this denomination, this Church of Jesus Christ has to be in the business of training the next generation and the generations following. Whatever chain out there that has caused people to fall by the wayside, that's our responsibility to break that chain. It's our responsibility to teach people to set aside some of the popular culture, to truly embrace those principles, those ideas, the tenets of Jesus Christ that are part of our faith. Because I tell people all the time, what goes on in church at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning, or maybe even 5 o'clock in the afternoon, is not going to get you in trouble. It's not going to get you behind closed doors. So this is the challenge today. Because we have been founded on rock. The fact that you're here this morning, that everybody here comes from a position of some level of advantage. There's an awful lot of people around us that need us, because ultimately we are called and commissioned, and we don't walk by ourselves, but we are called and commissioned to be about the love of Jesus Christ in our communities. And on that solid rock, we indeed stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand. God bless you, and amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.